Yes, sir. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I spoke to the provider and apparently something, I'm not sure exactly how there was a mix up because the dispatcher that took the call, Richie Henry, somewhere there was a miscommunication. And he did find the PO number and we did send it over. And so it is going to be, he's going to get someone out there in about 60 minutes. Now, if I try to redispatch it, I can't guarantee that I could get a shorter ETA or that I would be able to find someone within a reasonable amount of time because I then have to start from the beginning again trying to find another provider for you.
Okay, I can't wait another hour. It's already 1:30 in the morning. When is the earliest I can try this again?
You want to wait till tomorrow?
If I do, when is the earliest I can call?
You won't have to call. I can escalate it and you tell me what time you would like it dispatched and I'll just go ahead and escalate it and have somebody working on it first thing in the morning. Because you are in, I can't see your address. What city and state are you in?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, in Nevada. So I can get it dispatched, whatever time you tell me, 7, 8, 9, whatever's convenient for you. So that way you don't have to call and
Seconds.
start this all over again.
So we'll get it. You can escalate it and dispatched in a way that the ETA will be when at the time that I tell you. Around.
Correct. Correct. So if you want it there by 10, I will escalate it and put please dispatch at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and they'll start working on a provider early in the morning so that it can be dispatched to you at 10. And then if I were you, just to be on the safe side, I would go ahead and just follow up with us. I can give you the call ID number and say, hey, I called last night, couldn't get a provider out here in a timely manner. It was a big mix-up. I want to make sure that this is being dispatched at this time. And that way, you'll just make sure that the process is going and it'll give you peace of mind that the car will be where it needs to be at the time that you need it to be there.
Okay, let's shoot for 8 because we know it even better. Let's shoot for 7.
Okay. Give me just one second. All right, I got it escalated. And I will go ahead and cancel the provider. And I've got you all set. And your call ID number, do you have a pen?
Yeah, one second. Okay, number.
105. 80001.
That's the case number.
It's the call ID number.
What do you mean the call ID number?
The 10580001.
What do I need this number for?
When you call in the morning, that's your reference number to the call that you just, it has all the information attached to it. It also has the alert on it, so you don't have to go through the whole spiel all over again. And that's just so that when you call, you can say, I'm calling to check on this call ID number, 10580001. I want to make sure that it's going to be dispatched at 7 a.m. And, you know, just to touch base and make sure that the car is going to be where it needs to be when you need it to be.
Okay, and will I get a call when the rep is on his way?
Yes, you will get a text message, and it will go to the, hold on 1 second, it will go to 414-243-7685, and it will have the provider's name, number, and estimated time of arrival, okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate you trying, thank you.
Yes, sir, you have a good night, and I do apologize.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.